Derek Lassick, welcome into the game with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler. I hope you're doing well tonight.
I am. How you doing?
Good. Very, very well.
What's up, D?
What's up, Martin?
Oh, nothing much, man. I was just telling him, he was asking me about the comparison, and I told him, I said, you should have been 225 pounds because of your running style, because you never went out of bounds on a run. You always tried to finish the run, and nobody ever told you you weren't 225 pounds.
Look, you are my motivation, Steve, so I try to emulate your style.
Now Martin did tell, but before we, you know, we actually got into the segment here, he did block for you as we were coming into the segment. I just wanted to let you know that.
He did block for me?
He blocked. He threw a block. It was an elbow as we were coming into the segment.
Man, if Martin blocked like he ran the ball, I think I would have had 2,000 yards my senior year.
I got better.
Hey, Martin was the first hybrid fullback we had in the country. We just didn't know that he was a hybrid fullback. He had the body of a fullback, but he had the mentality of a runner back, a tailback.
Are you saying he was gritty in the backfield?
Well, no, he didn't block as well as he ran the ball. And thank God he wasn't about 20 pounds lighter, because I don't think I would have ever played at Alabama.
We're talking with Derek Lassick and Martin Houston, Ryan Fowler. We're talking about that 92 team. Derek, Martin brought up the comment, and we've been really focusing on Notre Dame. And even though they're the best team in college football, they're the number one team until Alabama knocks them out in 10 days. Can you find the comparison of looking at the publicity? Notre Dame's getting a lot of picks. Excuse me. Alabama's getting a lot of picks, but Notre Dame is the best team in college football. Can you find the comparison looking at what they're going through and what you guys went through in 92?
Well, you know, record-wise, they're undefeated, so that's why they're the number one team in the country. Now, I don't know if they're the best team in the country, and we'll see January 7th who's the best team. I think the major difference between the Notre Dame team that's not getting a lot of respect and the Alabama team that's not getting a lot of respect is the leadership. Coach Erickson, I don't know if he had a good handle, a grasp on those Miami kids. They were a little wild, and, you know, they thought a little differently. Now, Coach Kelly has, he's got those boys very well coached. They bought into their scheme, and if they can keep the game close, they believe they can win the game. Whereas Miami had a different mentality. You know, they thought, hey, they were going to blow us out, and, you know, things of that nature. So I think the leadership of the teams really makes a big difference, if that makes sense.
Hey, Derek, when you're looking at this backfield, and I'll go ahead and tell Ryan, when we had our 20-year reunion, Ryan, the joke between a couple guys was that it was only a couple guys on our team that would get recruited by Coach Saban. And Lassick was one of those guys, just giving him props there. But when you look at these two guys that get the majority of the carries, Lassick, what do you think it's going to take for them to have the kind of success that you had in the Sugar Bowl in 93?
Well, you know, it's a lot different now. We depended on the fullback a little more. The game has changed a little bit. So we pretty much followed the fullback in the hole, and then we made a guy miss or two. Now they have that single back set, and the offensive line is so impressive. And those guys, meaning the running backs, know how to make a guy miss. I mean, Yeldon and Lacey are two incredible backs, and I think they would have – heck, I don't know if I would have started if they were on the team back then. You know, that they're incredible backs. They run downhill. They make guys miss. They don't turn the ball over. And I think that's going to be the difference, turnovers. And, you know, we're going to move the ball. I think offensively we have a great offensive line. The running backs know how to hit the hole, know how to take chances when they need to. And, you know, I think it's going to be a lot closer than it people predict. I don't think it'll be as high scoring as the SEC championship game, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than a lot of the bookies or the naysayers are saying it's going to be.
We're talking with Derek Lassick, 1993 Sugar Bowl MVP, the guy that ran the football. And Martin was talking about this during the break. You know, when you looked at the game plan, you knew what Alabama was going to do. And I think that Notre Dame can look right now and say that we know at least what Alabama would like to do. They want to run the football just like they did there in the second half against Georgia and be able to take over and dominate the line of scrimmage. How do you go up against that? Because you know that Notre Dame is going to load the box and, you know, the play action, Amari Cooper, and those guys are going to be able to get those guys out of the box. But when you know that they're going to try to put 7-8 guys in the box and still able to have success, how do you counter that with your offensive side of the football?
You know, you have to have a different mentality. We want to beat you doing what we do best. I mean, if Mike Tyson, you know Mike Tyson, he's the knockout puncher. So he's not going to go into a ring trying to outbox somebody. We know we're not going to throw the ball 60 times a game. We're going to line up. We're going to run the ball on first down. If we don't run it on first down, we'll run it on second down. We're going to run it on third down. We want to make third down manageable. And we're going to do what we do best because we know who we are. Alabama runs the ball, and it's play action off the run, and that's how we run our offense. Defensively, we're not going to make mistakes. We may bend a little bit, but we don't break. We don't give up the big plays. So, you know, as an offensive unit, we know our bread is buttered on running the ball. So if we have success running the ball, more than likely we're going to win the game.
Derek, I'm going to kind of make an analogy between this team and the 92 team, and we're the Notre Dame, or they're the Alabama. If you look at this scenario, we knew what we had to do to win that game in 92, both offensive and defensively, and we were able to do that at will. What can this Notre Dame team do? If Alabama is playing their game, what can this Notre Dame team do to get away with a victory?
Well, they have to hope that we turn the ball over, we make mistakes, which is uncharacteristic of Alabama. I mean, if we don't turn the ball over, they don't turn the ball over, we play, you know, the game with no turnover, the turnovers are equal, we'll win the game. They know that. They know they're going to have to put us in situations where we're not comfortable in, second and long, third and long, offensively. I think they're going to have to – they know they can't just run their straight offense, their vanilla offense. There's going to be a lot of trickery. They're going to have two or three trick plays in there trying to capitalize on our aggressiveness defensively. But if we don't turn the ball over and we play Alabama football, I mean, on paper, we win this game.
Derek, another conversation that we're having, and we talked about it. Martin said just a few years ago he realized what it meant in 1992. Derek, how long did it take you to, as you reflect? Because we don't feel like that these players understand what they're really going through. It's almost you get caught up in the moment. Sure, you understand that you're the best team in college football, but when does it hit you that you won a national championship? For that year, you were the best team in college football, and you've got rings and jewelry to prove it. When does it hit you? When did it hit you that you look back in 1992 and you realize you were the best team in college football?
I think it was a couple of weeks after the game, and I realized it because, you know, I was a senior, so I knew that there was no more college football left. I guess it's a gift and a curse. The kids now at Alabama, they expect to be in a national championship two or three times, you know, during their career, honestly, at Alabama, because that's what we do now under Coach Saban's reign. We play for championships, and so to not to play for a championship is a disappointment. So for me, I knew it had been years before Alabama had been, you know, in a national championship hunt, so I knew how special and how much it meant to us as players, and to the Alabama nation. But it took me about 2 weeks to realize the magnitude of what we just accomplished.
Yeah, and I can say I realized it, but I think what I was communicating, now that I know that I'll never, you know, you still have that dream that you can still go out in your mind and do it, mm-hmm. but you really can't. And I think only a few years back, I really began to appreciate how difficult, I think before Alabama got on this run, how difficult what we did really was, especially in an era where there was no game, where we, no one gave us respect. The guys getting there now is they love Alabama in the polls. They're in the SEC. They get all those votes. We didn't have that. We had to work really hard to get there. Lassick, it's been a while since I've talked to you. For those people out there that like to keep up with the Bama Nation and the guys who were important to the tradition, and you know, we served as that bridge between Bear and what we're doing today. What are you doing with yourself now?
Well, I'm in sales. I sell medical service. I work for a company called Advanced Diagnostics. And it's funny because the owner of the company knows I'm a big Alabama fan. I'm an alumni, but I'm still a fan. He knows I go to all the games. And they actually scheduled a meeting the weekend of the national championship game. And I told him, look, I'm just not going to make it. So for all the fans out there and business owners, If I get fired because I'm going to miss my national sales meeting, because I'm not going to miss Alabama play Notre Dame, just I'm lobbying for a job right now.
Gotcha. Yeah,
just call Ryan back and let him know, and he'll put the word out for you.
Yeah, you know, but it's just a sense of pride. You know, I remember the lean years, and you know, as former players, we have pride in the university. You know what I mean? And I may be a little biased. I think Alabama has the greatest tradition in college football, you know, going back to Bear Bryant and how we win the game. We may not have a lot of Heisman Trophy winners, but we have a lot of national championships. And what that tells me is that we know how to put together a team that is on one accord and has a focus to get a job, a task, handled, you know, and I think we did a great job of that in 92.
I want to carry you back to Legion Field, SEC championship game. You scored a touchdown, and the reaction was quite unique. We remember we were watching YouTube clips of the famous, they called it the Red Fox celebration, the touchdown celebration. Did Martin teach you that?
No, you know, I got that from Fred D. Sam. Martin had two left feet. You know, he can run the ball and block real well, but I don't think dancing was his forte.
Oh,
but,
you know, me.
I got that from Red Fox himself. And, you know, the funny thing about it, before we played the national championship game, my mom said, you know, Red Fox died of a heart attack, so you may not want to do that.
Yeah, because, you know, for years that's what he always would say to Elizabeth, this is the big one. And ultimately, he did die of a heart attack. So,
yeah,
you're going to be fine, man.
Well, Derek, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I try to stay in shape. You know, a lot of guys tease me now because my arms are about the size of a lot of people's thighs, and I was on the Jay Barker and Antonio Lane show earlier today, and Antonio asked me, was I still curling Volkswagens? I told him, no, I progressed to SUVs now. So I'm doing curls with SUVs. I got about 22-inch biceps. Yeah, I'm Top Gun here.
Yeah. I'm glad I could inspire you. You know, mine were like that back in the day. So.
Yeah, Martin, you were strong as a mule. Good. Martin was a strong cat. I mean, we were the original Thunder and Lightning.
That's right.
Now, Martin bought a lot of thunder when he ran that ball. And I most definitely was lightning because I didn't want to, you know, he says I didn't shy away from contact, but I was smart. I knew who to shy away from, you know.
I said you finished runs. That's a difference. You always finished.
I tried to, you know. Yeah. Walter Payton was my hero, so.
That's what I told him.
Hey, I had that Napoleon complex, you know. I always thought I was bigger than I really was.
Derek Lassick, 1993, the Sugar Bowl MVP, the guy that was able to rush for think it's 134 yards.
35.
Oh, I chipped him out of a yard. 135 yards in the 1993 Sugar Bowl that won a 1992 national championship. Derek Lassick, Martin and I certainly appreciate the conversation that you helped us out. And no doubt, hopefully we'll have a chance to hook up down at South Beach and talk about the great times of Alabama football history. And no doubt you're a big part of that. Derek, have a great weekend, my friend. Happy New Year.
Thank you. 27-13, Alabama.
Oh, 27-13. Let's write that down. Okay, 27-13.
Okay.
That's
Roll Tide.
Hey,
Roll Tide, D.
Roll Tide.
Thank you. I appreciate it.